I get a lot of flack from this on the page. Like I said, when I'm drunk and when people are drunk, you know, you're hungry, you'll eat anything, right?
Put it in front of me, I will probably eat it.
Whatever. We would go to 7-Eleven and get pizzas. It's basically DiGiorno.
Sitting on that rotating thing.
Hold on. Let me put this down.
This will be my first 7-Eleven pizza.
This is the pursuit of perfection.
Well, cheers on the Zot. This is that Jersey Shore pizza I've been waiting for. Sauce to cheese ratio out of this world.
Dude, the crust, there's pellets of gold in here. For April Fool's, dude, can you do a special pizza tour? 7-Eleven, Domino's, Papa John's.
Domino's. You start off the tour like, okay, we're going to go to Domino's.
People 7-Eleven.
Get excited. Yeah, hey. You polish things off at a dollar slice.
Justin, we are f***ing going to that.
Listen, April 1st, book the Monmouth County memes crowd. We're coming out.
I'm a f***ing meme page. There's people that would actually, for the memes, do it. Hey guys, welcome to the 33rd episode of the MCM Podcast. We're a proud podcast brought to you by Monmouth County Memes. I don't know if I'm going to be saying that much longer because I'm retiring. No, you know what? I still own it. I'm the owner, so I could say that if I want. And we're also a partner of On the Rocks Media Group. Shout out Alexis. She actually has her new podcast, this like one about sex, which I said I could, Alexis, I can come on there. But I don't know much about the subject, so I'll do my best from what I've read. Now, this is an ASMR podcast. Now, I'm kind of pissed because my producer, Justin, he doesn't have his headphones on. And I'm going to shame him for this. But he could be listening to me eating this, and it's very erotic. He's throwing them on right now. So, guys, today we're going to be talking all things pizza. And I'm not going to tell you where this pizza is from. The box is out of frame, but it is from the best goddamn pizza place in the entire world. Like, I'm not kidding, dude. This thing is just fantastic. And my guest today is Bob. And he runs this sick pizza tour called Bob's Pizza Tours in NYC, where basically you could book in, it's at Airbnb. It's like this experience trip where he'll bring you to the best pizza places in literally all of New York City, in all five boroughs. You book it with him. I've heard nothing but great things. I follow his Instagram page. He does extremely well with engagement, something I really respect. Because most of you just buy your shit on Instagram. Coming from someone who's worked their freaking ass off for such a high engagement rate through Monmouth County memes, you know, when I see other people who work hard for that, I like it. So guys, we have a fantastic episode. Bob's about to come in a little bit, and I can't wait for you guys to hear all things pizza. And you know, your mouth is literally going to be watering when freaking watching this video. I don't want to put this down, dude. I just landed face on my table. Goddamn, I'm going to have to clean now. We're looking forward to a great episode, and I'll catch you in a minute. Now, you're just going to ask me today, Max, who is our guest? I pride myself in being the king of, like, pizza in this place, but I brought in someone who probably knows a bit more. He definitely does know more pizza, like, more about pizza than me. His name's Bob, and he runs this pretty viral pizza tour in New York City. Man's over 13,000 followers, and he posts shit that literally makes my mouth water. Dude, you gotta adjust the time you post.
Don't draw on your phone. But yeah, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning. It's a little early to get those posts out there, but people gotta eat.
I fast until like 12 for intermittent fasting, so you're literally fucking up my day.
It's all about the algorithm, you know? Gotta get it out before noon, and then hopefully it hits your
Is that
your
why I don't noon. Get all these likes? Like, you got a dent, because you got a good amount of likes on your
I'm
shit.
I'm a content guy, so.
I know.
I'm Bob Pizza, but I'm also Bobby Content.
Bobby Content.
Yeah.
And I'm Maxi Dumbass, post at 11 o'clock at night, and somehow, I want to thank you to my followers, because they're like, you're an asshole, don't post this time. We're still going to send to our friends, but if we didn't, you wouldn't get as many likes.
Right. You got to play into the whole feed algorithm, and, you know, it's not an easy game.
And how long have you been running Bob's Pizza Tours?
So I started Bob's Pizza Tour October 2019.
Okay.
And so just a little background. It started as something fun to do. I lived on the Lower East Side in Manhattan. I'd heard about the concept of a pizza tour. There's, you know, a few others that have been around for number of years, and was looking for a way to get outside of the apartment, eat some good pizza, meet some people. And
because I do that anyway, and right. You probably do that.
Exactly. How can I monetize walking to the slice shop on the corner?
Genius. Mm?
Big brains. Big brain stuff. But yeah, I heard about Airbnb experiences, which was a fun, easy way to kind of get things started. And now we're here. Now we're on the Monmouth County Memes podcast.
Yeah, which is just, you know, guys, mainly does you do it in New York City, correct?
Correct, yes.
Five boroughs?
Yeah, so when I started, it was only the Lower East Side.
Okay.
So I would take people to four different spots in the Lower East Side. Had like a rotation of like 10 places I'd kind of switch between. But that was my neighborhood. So you knew if you were coming to Bob, you were getting a local guide to the neighborhood. We'd hit all the best pizza spots there, see some of the cool street art in the neighborhood, some of the other best places to go for breakfast, for bars to go to. One of my favorite places, Russ and Daughters, we'd walk by. I'm a big bagel guy as a, you know, a Jersey guy. And Russ and Daughters is the best place on the Lower East Side to get some fresh lox on your bagel. Ooh. If you're into that thing.
Yeah.
So just kind of served as like a local guide to the neighborhood outside of, you know, eating some of the best pizza.
So 2 years, basically like 2019, you said. So it's like you're going to be nearing your 2 year anniversary.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, unfortunately had to stop hosting tours during COVID, haven't been living in Manhattan, for the past year, but, we got two tours under my belt this past week. So
awesome.
Things are coming back. Hopefully a big August planned in terms of some tours back on the schedule. So
actually, I was just going to say, I already texted you. I'm going to book one. Seriously, I want to come out. I'm so goddamn sick of this Jersey Shore life. I was saying, I've been meaning to come up to the city.
I mean, I think what would be big is we get a Monmouth County Memes fan tour.
Let's do that
on the schedule. Get a big crew out there.
We could post about it, just be like, anyone, yeah, like I like that idea.
Could be big.
Your boy's retiring, but it's like I'm still gonna be doing shit with the page. And I was gonna say, because, you know, I'm not even at 2 years. I started the page July 4th, 2019.
Okay.
And
why'd you start the page? I'm going to start interviewing you.
Damn, this is just flip it on me, because I have no life.
Me either. That's why I eat pizza.
Right? Just use social media to, you know, cure all my demons. No, but I saw New Jersey Memes, who's actually a friend of mine now, and she's a Monmouth County girl, which crazy. She does all of New Jersey, but she posts a lot about Monmouth County. So I was like, before I knew who she was,
good,
I'm like,
content,
I was like, she's definitely from Monmouth County. But I saw what she was doing. I'm like, dude, Monmouth County, I love it here. I could see it, you know, having a similar page as that. So that's what I did. And it kind of came off, Justin, we're all good. Yeah. It kind of basically came off of that. And, you know, I've learned a lot about social media. You're saying you're a big content guy alongside pizza.
I'm a content guy. So obviously I do the pizza tour for fun, not a full-time job quite yet. Maybe one day in the future, but,
you guys got to help make it a fucking full-time job. That sounds fun.
I mean, if I could monetize making pizza, if that could be my full-time job, I'd be bringing the Bob's Pizza Tour fam some good content.
Dude, people love like anything with like pizza reviews, and I thought it's flooded because I did some of those you saw in Monmouth County. Mostly like, listen, I like reviews, but it was really to help small businesses, so I would shout them out, post them on the story. But I didn't think they were like that good of content. And they get like more views than my fucking podcast, which I care more about. Thanks, guys. And like, I don't understand.
Yeah, pizza, fun fact, number one most shared food on social media. So
I believe it 100%.
Right. You know, not a huge surprise. Like, people love eating pizza. They eat it weekly and they post about it. But yeah, my full time job, I work at Twitter. I've been kind of in the content game for a bit. I work at the Tweet Factory, but. You know, that's my background. And I used to, when I first started working at Twitter, my main role was working with influencers and content creators and finding them brand partnership opportunities.
That's an awesome gig, dude. Good for you.
Yeah, it was fun. That's how I became known as Bobby Content.
So like, that's no joke. Like, people like actually.
Yeah, official job title. But yeah, so.
If your friends are calling you that, it's fucking real.
It was a thing. It's still a thing. But yeah, you know, as part of getting into the pizza tour too is like, for me, it's been a fun outlet to like work on my craft as like as Bobby Content. I never really had like a, outside of like posting things personally on social media, this has been like a fun way to like play around with an account and, you know, work some magic out there and eat good pizza. So,
well, just dude, also it's like putting yourself out there,
right?
Which so many people are so scared to do. So, you know, you kind of start people out by like them liking your account through the pizza. And now through the tours, especially, they're getting to know you.
Exactly. You know, I think
because it's not just pizza tours, it's Bob's Pizza Tour.
Bob's Pizza Tour. And I think what's been fun about it is you see, especially in the foodie world, you see a ton of new pages coming up all the time. And I think the hardest challenge, you probably run into this with Monmouth County Memes, like the hardest part is like just doing it and doing it consistently. I've seen plenty of other people have started food accounts and they do it for a few weeks. They post a few times. They get tired of it.
Because, you know, whether it's like a slow grind, you're not getting as many followers.
The hardest part is getting started and doing it consistently.
People just want, they see you with all your followers and they're like, oh, that's awesome. But they don't realize that for, you know, months, you know, you might have gained like 100 followers or even less. Or, you know, especially my thing is, and I'm like a perfectionist, so, you know, I'll have like 6 good posts in a row. They get good likes and then one does bad. And I'm like, that whole night, don't fucking talk to me. I'm so fucking mad. Am I not funny? Because a lot of people say I'm not.
I mean, I like to think I'm funny, but I know I'm not. But
No, dude. Like you're funny. And it's also confidence too.
No, it's totally a confidence thing. I remember last summer I actually met up with a good friend of mine and we just did a pizza tour, me and him, Upper West Side. And he was like, oh, like, how's the page going? How's everything? I'm like, dude, it's, you know, it's kind of falling off a little bit. And then we got out there, we ate some good pizza, like cranked out some good content over the next couple of weeks. And then like from that point to like now, it's been like doing okay.
You're getting serious amounts of like. What I hate about influencers is, and I'm not going to say actually they're going to see this, but whatever. I look at people, I look at their followers, whatever. But then the next thing I see, like I hate just seeing followers. I see their likes because you could seriously and easily tell when people buy like their followers. And then if they get like, if they have 70,000 followers, but then they get 100 likes on shit, it's not real. They don't put in the time. They just bought that initially. You know, they don't use hashtags. They're not. So like you, I see, dude, you get considerable amount of, and also comments, you get interactions, which is big.
Well, that's, I think people think it's easy. Like, oh, like you just put out a few good posts. Like people are going to like follow you. Page is going to blow up. It doesn't work that way.
Instagram is so hard to grow, bro.
It's tough. You know, it's like, if you want to grow an account right now, like TikTok's definitely like the place to grow something quickly. But
it's like nothing else.
Totally. You know, from a content perspective. But it is hard too, because like you can grow a good following on TikTok and then not see consistently good engagement and views, because it's a totally different platform.
It is.
You know, talking about like the social media game, like I spend hours a week like looking for content on like I search Twitter and find the best memes and tweets about pizza. I spend hours like scrolling Instagram, finding the best pizza posts and liking, commenting, engaging with other people. And it's funny, my I'll be sitting there with my girlfriend and she's like, how I know my boyfriend's not cheating on me. And it's me scrolling through pictures of pizza on Instagram for hours. But
just searching out for the next thing.
It's a tough job, you know? Not everyone can do it.
Not everyone can eat pizza, have great taste in pizza. Justin, do you like, I know you love pizza too. We're not going to say yet. I love the little smirk producer Justin is giving, because we brought a bit of a surprise.
Ooh.
And it's not, here's the problem. I get a lot of fucking flack from this on the page, because I, like I said, when I'm drunk and when people are drunk, you know, you're hungry, you'll eat anything, right? I mean, like not everyone. Not
Put
everyone.
It in front of me. I will probably eat it.
Whatever. So we did this thing back in college. I got to say, my friend Brandon, my housemate who you just met, we would go to 7-Eleven a lot. And we would go there and get pizzas. And let me just break this right now.
Oof.
It's basically DiGiorno. And I know
DiGiorno's
not. It's
sitting
not
on that rotating thing.
It's not. Okay. It's frozen in the back.
Okay.
And then they heat it up in the oven. It's not like the hot dogs that are on the rotisserie.
This is getting better by the second.
It's getting worse. I could tell in your eyes. You're hating this. But even better for you, Bob, I brought one.
Let's go.
And it's right here. And I'm really happy. I don't think you didn't see it before, right?
No,
guys, it's a little bit off camera right here. And before we started filming, I told Bob, like, close eyes, because I don't think Justin saw it. and I'm just gonna take it out. And you know, I really need to see. Hold on, let me put this down.
This I can confirm this will be my first 7-Eleven pizza.
Guys, and let me just, I'm gonna show you this. Bob, do you mind just holding this right here?
Yeah, while I got talk
really
you.
Quick?
I got
thank you.
You.
Guys, really quickly, I just want to say thank you, Bob. This is like the first time I've ever had a guest hold this. Thank you. But
Bobby content.
Guys, we're too rich to have a mic stand. Okay, but this, let me just face it down, is the pursuit of perfection. This is, Bob, actually, could you look at the camera? I want this to be a thumbnail.
so I'm going to get logo you. Logo out, you know, logo out.
Yeah.
All right.
Beautiful. Yeah, I'm gonna get sued by 7-Eleven. So, dude, here's let me see. Put this down. Let me just put this here for you. Thank you, Bob. Bobby content. I do love that because I feel like that's a very Italian thing, especially like.
And I'm not Italian, but you know,
like Bobby Two Shoes or
Bobby C. Jersey yeah, boy. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I could see it, but here, if you don't mind,
you
and
want me
I'll
get in there?
I'll take one too. Let's just try it, dude. Here, we can put this down for a second.
Flaky crust.
Guys, listen, okay? This thing only costed me my college tuition. So, all right, let me see. All right, I don't even care if my mic gets dirty.
You gotta get the bottom. People always want to see that. That's how you know I'm in the pizza content game.
Justin, if you don't want a slice, please take one. Yeah, I know. Justin's like, you know, heated up.
He's trying to get after it.
He wants it. He's been eyeing the town. So, Bob, please, you go first. Cheers. You're the guest.
No, you got a little cheers on the zot. This is that Jersey Shore pizza I've been waiting for.
This is why Bob drove all the way down. He was a Bergen County guy, New York guy.
I was like, 7-Eleven, Belmar, I'm coming through.
Yeah, you're no other place. Federico's, Rosie's.
No.
Pete and Elda's.
7-Eleven.
Fuck you guys, 7-Eleven. We're not here for the little guys. We're here for the corporations.
Somebody's got to pay the bills. Yeah, phenomenal sauce. The sauce to cheese ratio, out of this world.
Dude, the crust, literally, like, there's pellets of gold in here. You wouldn't even understand this. This pie for it's $7.
What a deal. Not $7.11.
It should be.
Should be.
That's crap.
That, I'm a marketing guy.
Justin, please take one. Producer Justin's reaching in.
Get after it.
They're going to start boycotting you. They're going to be like, okay, listen, your pizza tours are great, but there was that one time back in June of 2021 that you had 7-Eleven pizza. How are you going to react to that?
I don't know. People might get upset.
Justin, go for the two. Wow.
We got to get that on camera.
I love it.
That's the Lenny's pizza action.
Yeah, Justin,
off camera. Pizza sandwich.
I'm here for it. And here's the problem, dude. And I was looking at your profile a lot last night and today. I'm not so much a morning person, but I was looking there. I'm like, bro, the second I ordered this, I'm like, you like pepperoni. And this would have been, I would have even had even better if this was pepperoni because you would have liked it even more. I mean, you love it right now.
This is great. I mean, I might finish this pie.
Wait, do you want to go get another one after this?
Yeah.
I'll drive.
The 7-Eleven pizza tour could be big.
Dude.
Could be big.
So that was one of my things. Guys, I'm sorry. We're trying to eat, but for April Fool's, dude, next year or whatever, can you do a special pizza tour of 7-Eleven?
Domino's,
Papa
Domino's.
Is that like the way to say it nowadays?
Well, I've had this idea.
Please do it.
Minds are aligned here. But yeah, you start off the tour like, okay, we're going to go to Domino's. People
7-Eleven.
Get excited. Yeah, hey.
7-Eleven, yes.
Papa Jones. Take them through. And then you polish things off at a dollar slice. Just the premium pizza tour.
I'm Justin. We are fucking going to that. That is something. And listen,
April 1st, book the Monmouth County memes crowd. We're coming out.
We're doing one this summer, but also next year, I will fuck. I'm so. Because listen, I'm a fucking meme page. It actually makes sense. Like, there's people that would actually, for the memes, do it.
This is the collab that was meant to be.
I never thought, you know, I'd be having such a good time eating 7-Eleven pizza on camera
with the boys.
And funny enough, I pulled up here, I drove here. It was like 8 a.m. No, it was like 8:30. I was in 7-Eleven, and there was like two other girls like in workout clothes about to go to CrossFit, and they just see me wearing my fucking Crocs dressed like this, getting a 7-Eleven pizza at 8:30 a.m. And I've never felt more judged in my life.
I wish I had my camera out. I want a picture of Justin here just crushing away on the pizza sandwich.
I'm going to take it. Yes, I need that.
That's the content I need. Huh.
It's efficient.
Huge. Make sure the red Solo cup is in frame.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That's wide shot.
Yep, that's it. See, I need to get a new phone. I don't have the wide angle.
Ooh.
I've got like the iPhone X.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I carry around a SLR camera, so that's how I get those fire pizza pics.
Love it. Yeah, no, I Sony A6400. The best thing is, the problem is most DSLRs only shoot 30 minutes at a time. The A6400 is actually one of the only ones that does it. So it's like known for the podcasting, and also people use it for streaming. So,
yeah it's for the content game. That's my next big purchase. I have like a camera from back in college. But it doesn't do video. It's kind of...
Where'd you go to school?
UMass.
Nice.
The Zoo, as many call it. UMass Amherst. Studied sports marketing up there. Highly recommend it. Amherst, best college town in the nation. Also, a little fun facts about UMass. The number one campus dining program in the nation. Many years running. Ranked by...
Is it like Princeton fucking Review. Amazing food?
Phenomenal. Everything's made to order. Pizza's okay. That's where I first got introduced into the CBR game, Chicken Bacon Ranch Pizza.
So bang time, guys. Chicken Bacon. And I love the abbreviation.
CBR. It. Yeah. I respect most toppings on pizza. I'm not like a pizza purist. I'm a pizza enthusiast. They call me the fearless eater. I once had a guest on tour who called me that. But yeah, UMass, great food. You can get literally like sushi at dinner made fresh. To order.
And this is like part of the meal plan. Like it's really good.
Yeah. And you know, first couple of years on campus, you like have to be part of the meal plan, and there's no reason not to be because the food is
phenomenal.
Out of this world. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I gain like the freshman, forget the 30, the 45.
I got the COVID-19.
Oh, I got that too. Yeah. I got that. Right. I'm going to get the COVID-2021 too. But I went to Monmouth. So we're Monmouth guys. Funny enough, I have a Rutgers flag behind me.
I'm a big Rutgers fan.
I love Rutgers basketball as of recently.
Okay.
Been very good. Rutgers football been doing better.
We're gonna be back. I'm a big Rutgers football fan. One of my friends actually works
in the athletics there.
Great to see Greg Schiano back. I was actually just listening to a podcast the other day with Eric LeGrand and had me excited.
Oh yeah, Eric, he's the one who got paralyzed,
had the injury, and doing a lot of great things, which is great to see. But hoping this year, you know, we see RU football out there taking down Ohio State, taking down Michigan.
Penn State.
Screw Penn State.
Well, listen, we're hoping. I mean, as far as basketball, I don't know if Rutgers was in March Madness. Dude, they were playing well. They broke my heart. But funny enough, you know, as a Monmouth guy, you would think in Monmouth University, in Monmouth County.
The bench mob.
Yeah, bench mob. Funny enough, I know a bunch of the guys. I used to work for the team, so I love Monmouth. I used to work for the Monmouth basketball team, so I love athletics. And that's why you said sports marketing. That's huge. We used to be part of a club called the Sports Industry Club at Monmouth because we basically made this club where we realized how hard it is to get into sports.
That's kind of how I got my start. Yeah.
It's like it's basically who you know, unfortunately.
Yeah. And who, you know, I think one of the toughest things about the sports industry was like you had to, you know, for the longest time at least, you had to work unpaid hours and do all these internships, which I did. And, you know, unfortunately, it excludes a lot of people. So I'm hoping to see a lot of change there. But it's one of, if not the toughest industries to break into.
Yeah. And especially like a lot of times they want you to start in like inside sales and stuff like that. Right. And, you know, it's for the guys that like, if you're able to get through that, like you're saying, if you're able to get through that initial barrier and push through, you know, there's a lot of money, there's a lot of connections. But as I have friends like in the Brooklyn Nets, BSC Global.
Absolutely. That's like a couple friends there from UMass.
Yeah, but it's like, dude, they put in fucking work and they have to work all these games and for the experiences. And I'm like,
It's hours, it's weekends, it's holidays. It's a tough industry. If you're thinking about it, like, it has a lot of the fun parts, but it can be very difficult as well.
given I work in real estate, so that's kind of like fuck you weekends as well.
Right.
Even though I'm like a salaried employee, but on the weekends we still have shit. Because if you think about it, that's when other people are off. So other people are off trying to buy, and I was working during the week anyway. So it's like, come on, guys. Like, no, like, go after work one day. But I can assume that they don't want
to. I got a tough job on the weekends. I got to get out there, get pizza content, you know?
You fucker.
You can do it, too. If you want to do pizza content, you do it consistently, get out there, and...
Is there, as far as like, yeah, you said, because are there a few other like pizza tours going on? You said in NYC?
Yeah, there's like, you know, one main guy who's been doing it for many years and he does a YouTube show and other content. And, you know, said there's him. There's definitely been a few other people.
Who is he like, tours. Is he our age or older?
He's older. Yeah. But I got into it a few years ago. A friend of mine who I used to work with. Also another UMass guy, he organized a pizza crawl of Brooklyn, and it was the most the most fun day. We hit some good spots.
Because I've heard of a bar crawl, but a pizza crawl.
And I remember a couple of the spots we hit. We showed up, got the pizza. The pizzaiolo comes out, or someone working in the shop, and they're like, "Oh, which pizza tour are you on?" I had never heard of the concept. And had a great time. I was like, oh, this would be something, you know, maybe that's what I'll do. I always wanted to find something a bit more entrepreneurial to start. And eventually I learned about Airbnb experiences and I was like, hey, this would be a, you know, fun, you know, maybe an easier way to get things rolling. And now we're here.
Right. And two years later.
Right.
And that's what I really
eating
like.
7-Eleven pizza.
Eating 7-Eleven pizza.
On
this
couch.
This is the pinnacle.
Down the
either
shore.
Bob's career is going to blow the fuck up after this or come crashing down harder than anything it's ever seen.
We shall see. Hopefully.
Either we're going to get a second one of these or be puking in the bathroom in about 10 minutes.
I mean, I was planning on hitting some other spots, maybe Pete and Elda's down here. But you know what? I found the best pizza. It's here at the house. So,
well, you
know.
If you go there, just be like, hey, listen, guys, this is the race for second. Because we already know who came in first. It's 7-Eleven.
Honesty is the best policy.
Listen, it's just being honest with them, being like, your stuff's good, but it's not great. Not great. Justin, how are we? Gracias, that's good. I like it going. So as far as content, dude, like, you know, you said, you know, this is something that you really like doing, and you were able to make a page about something that you really like. Do you feel like, not that you're burned out, but is it ever troubling some days?
Yeah, you know, it can be tough, and probably anyone who has started a social media page or, you know, maybe some sort of business, like, you know, eventually, you know, there are points where like, all right, like, is this worth it? Like, you know, it's a lot of hours. Like, am I seeing enough like return on, you know, my time and stuff like that? I think there's burnout in anything. For me so far, it's been fun. It doesn't feel like work, you know.
That's
going
good.
Out and eating pizza. And my favorite thing is just like meeting the people around the pizza. So especially this past year where I kind of visited some different places. I've met some really cool like local pizza like owners and the pizza makers, and they're excited to meet me, which is like kind of weird because I'm like, I'm just this guy eating pizza and posting about it on the internet.
But dude, it's like it's free press for them. Like, it's just such a no-brainer that they should act nice, because a lot of these places are older and they might not understand social media, but if they have like someone younger who's like the manager or something, they're like, this could fucking help us.
Exactly. And, you know, a good problem for me is I'm like weekly, sometimes daily, getting places that reach out and say, hey, like, let us know when you're in the area. We want you to try our pizza.
Oh,
like,
we
pizza's
love to see
on
it.
Us. And, you know,
we love to see it.
I'll even, you know, try to pay for the pizza and they will not let me. And it's, you know, it's obviously it's good for them. So I don't feel bad about it, but
it's like that old school Italian thing, like no matter what you say, like they're like, no, you're not gonna pay for it,
right?
You're not, like, I'll freaking stab you before you give me money,
right? And you know, it's like I don't do pizza reviews, like I don't post ratings, that's not my thing. Like, you know, Dave's out there doing the ratings stuff.
Yeah, that was my next thing. Dave, that's what Dave does.
Go Prez go. But you know, it's like I share pictures of places I like. You know, maybe if I had a really bad experience with a place, maybe I just wouldn't post it, you know. But I generally like, any place I go, I'll wind up sharing it. But yeah, I don't do like numbers. I'm not like putting bad ratings out there. It's not my game. I'm there to like support local pizzerias and, you know, been fortunate to meet a lot of great people through it. So that's kind of my game, a little differentiated from people doing like reviews and stuff like that.
Honestly, I hate the numbers, dude. I think that's like, it's so difficult because, you know, there's different slices and whatever. So when you do your reviews, do you get like several different things from there?
I try to. It's, you know, sometimes I'm going to places by myself and I'm like, all right, like,
six slices. Yeah. Are you throwing a part? No, for me.
Yeah. You know, it's like the pizza game. You know, people always ask, like, what's your favorite pizza? And it's a hard question because it's like,
well, no, it's easy. 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven
pizza. Sponsor of the pot, hopefully.
Thank you guys for making me rich.
Cut the check. But, you know, as I've gotten, you know, been doing this longer and, you know, I've learned a lot about pizza, stuff I didn't know before I started things. You know, there's so many different styles. Like, what am I in the mood for that day? Like, I've grown to love Detroit style pizza. Like, is that what I'm in the mood for today?
And you like Chicago style pizza?
What? That's like deep dish. That's what I was going to say. I learned that that's a faulty question because Chicago style is not just deep dish. There's tavern style, which is like a thin crust, bar style pie cut into squares. Which a lot of people don't know.
I've never had that.
It's quite good. If you're ever in New York, hopefully maybe on the Bob's Pizza Tour, we'll go to Emmett's, which is in Soho and is Chicago style pizza in New York. Met Emmett the other day. Great guy. He's got a really cool little restaurant. It's kind of like a dive bar feel with both deep dish and tavern style pizza. But yeah, a lot of people don't know that. They think Chicago is deep dish only, which I'm willing to say that I think deep dish is lasagna. I can appreciate it.
I don't love it. No,
it's not my favorite style.
Yeah.
I like classic, you know, New York style pizza, that, you know, stuff you'd find around most of Jersey. But like sometimes I'm in the mood for like a thin crust bar style pie. And then there's other times where I'm like, all right, I really need a Detroit style pizza, which is like really starting to take over the scene now. I spent a lot of time down in Baltimore this past year and I met this guy, Evan, who runs his own music events company. And, you know, unfortunately with COVID, no concerts.
Yeah, that's kind of done right now.
He had no work, but he loved Detroit style pizza. He used to drive like an hour to DC to go to Emmy Squared Pizza, which does Detroit style pizza. And he said, you know what, like, screw this. Like, I'm going to learn how to make it. He started making it at home. He started doing pop-ups, like literally underground pizza, doing kind of like ghost kitchens.
Yeah.
And it kind of took off. And now he's got a brick and mortar in downtown Baltimore.
That's sick. Just, I love that story. It's so... Yeah.
It's very 2020, 2021, like, yeah, COVID-19 businesses. But, you know, Evan's killing it. Like, literally, I think he got rated as, like, number one pizza in Baltimore already in the Baltimore magazine. But, like, he's one of many other people I've met who have, like, turned to pizza, learned how to make it or refined their work over the past year or so. And there's some really great pizza out there that, like, I think there's going to be new shops opening up. Kind of all over the place of people who just like really got into it over the past year, either because their regular business kind of, you know, changed paths or maybe they just found a new passion.
Yeah. It's especially with like, you know, quarantine happening. I mean, a lot of these places, you know, weren't able to make it through.
Right.
Because some of them, you know, for the place that were able to do takeout, that was big, but.
Yeah. So I met this other guy, the other day. I did a tour with some of my friends from Twitter, and we did South Slope in Brooklyn. I think a hidden gem. It was probably the best pizza tour that's ever been done for Bob. Ooh. At least.
No, of all time. Of all time.
Of all time. Best pizza tour of all time. South Slope, Brooklyn. But we started the tour with this place called Brooklyn DOP. You can check them out on Instagram at Brooklyn DOP. But it's two guys. They had originally opened up a new gym in Brooklyn right before COVID. And so business shut down. No one's going to gyms. So they started making pizza out of a home oven, which they continue to literally just use their home oven. And I just posted it the other day. You can check it out. Some of the best pizza I've had. Really phenomenal.
And it's out of a regular oven.
Yeah.
Like, not like a
I didn't make it into their apartment. Some of my friends did to go to the bathroom. They took a peek. literally a home conventional oven, and just really out of this world pizza. So
that's what I love to hear that, because right. it's like, you know, you don't need this, you know, so expensive, you know, a commercial pizza oven yeah. to do it.
And you know what's cool is like these two guys, like they're from Brooklyn, like Italian roots, like off the boat, like parents and stuff like that. And you know, they just spent hours like researching and watching videos and then working to refine their craft. And you know, one thing they were saying to me is there's so many places that like, you know, so many pizzerias that have just like relied on like, oh, like I'm on a, you know, they don't have like a perfect recipe. They just kind of like do things how they've been doing it. And, you know, they put like math and science into it and like refine recipes. And then, you know, you can really stand out if, you know, you're doing things right. So I just think it's cool that in this day and age, like you can, anything you want to do, you can learn about it on the internet
and just do it,
spend time like working on it and become successful. Even a lot of people think or a lot of people say that Lucali is the best pizza in New York. It's in Brooklyn. Beyonce and Jay-Z go there. We actually, on the tour I was just talking about, we went to Mark from Lucali, his brother's restaurant. It's virtually the same pizza. But before Lucali opened up, Mark from the pizzeria, he hadn't made pizza. Like, he just kind of like learned how to do it. And like now is, you know, this is, I think, like 10 or 15 years ago. Now he's like the number one pizza yeah. in New York. So I just, wow. I think it goes to say, like, dude, just because you're not doing something today or you're not like born into like a family business or something, like go do what you want to go do and like work hard at it. And like, you can do it.
Yeah. Especially, and it's like you're saying, especially with like YouTube being around, dude, like most things, I'll just watch a video on, you know, you right. learn how to do like this whole setup, dude, like good lighting, why audio is so important. Right. Like, you know, the video can look great, dude, but if we don't sound good, people aren't gonna watch. Also, I just had these kids kind of using the studio this past week, and they weren't like using the lights, and it was so dark, and right. it didn't look good, and just things like that. Like, but dude, it's taken me so many years, so many mistakes,
right?
You know, especially with our pages, we probably know, like, you know specifically, like hashtags are big. You're talking to me about what time to post. Like, there's
time of day, days of the week. Friday's like a low engagement day. My biggest game changer that I implemented recently is lighting. You were just saying lighting. I bought like a light to place on top of my camera.
Nice, like a little ring light thing.
Kind of, yeah. It's like a rectangular light, but just like a whole bunch of LEDs to throw some light on the pizza. Gets that cheese glistening.
Right.
It's like this beautiful.
I've actually seen that in your latest pictures. I do like that.
Yeah, it stands out a little bit more. I think that's like a biggest game changer. Is kind of like, even if you're using a phone, like you can get great pictures on a phone.
Oh no, dude, most phones, like people don't understand this, like take just as good videos, if not, and pictures right. as these DSLRs.
Well, so, I'll say this. So when I first started working at Twitter, I worked for a team that basically helps content creators and influencers like monetize. Wow. So we'd help them get brand partnerships with like brands like Wendy's.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, 7-Eleven. Yeah. Sponsor of the pod, hopefully soon.
They are. We got them and Crocs. So thank you guys for making us millionaires.
Maybe Nike soon. They have the Nike J1s.
Well, I'll leave. Those are sick shoes.
Well, so quick side story. I did the tour the other day, met Emmett. Emmett's Pizza in New York. He goes, well, like, what's the differentiation between your tour and other tours? I think Bob's Pizza tour is a little bit more like swagger.
Yeah.
I'm super into like branding and marketing and advertising.
Got a nice watch on, so, I see.
Nice watch. You know, try to do some like cool merch.
I fuck with it.
I wear J1s when I do the tour. You might catch me wearing like a Nike jumpsuit, stuff like
what
that.
What does like other pizza guys wear?
You know, I think in terms of like pizza,
I'm like really interested.
Pizza merch and stuff like that. I think some of it's just like a little like tacky, just like really kind of like in your face, like pizza looking stuff. I'll have to turn around at some point. On the back of my shirt, I have like this hand-drawn like pizza icon that I drew with my finger, and like it says Bob on it via
yeah.
pepperonis.
I like it.
Subtle, like I don't think maybe I'm not seeing it. I don't think there's a lot of other people out there just doing like more like lifestyle type pizza brand. So that's kind of what I'm hoping to bring to life.
And thank you. You gave me the shirt, guys. I'll have to show it on camera. Thank you. It looks sick. Also, nice color.
Yeah, that
like the more like the pastel colors you're using.
Yeah, you know, I like summer vibes. It's always kind of been my thing. A good friend of mine's actually like or a few of my friends are super into like streetwear and stuff like that. So they've kind of gotten me into like kind of like the, you know, the merch game and like,
which know, is another complete like that. Bitch doing merch and stuff. I've never wanted to.
It's tough, especially I spent a lot of my time this past year like traveling around, not like freely, just like between my parents' house and my girlfriend's house. And then I lived in Dallas for a month and Hilton Head, South Carolina. And
if you do, wow, so you're all over. Good for you, man.
A little all over. You know,
we that's sick.
Drove places, but checking out pizza along the way. And you know, with the merch game, like, okay, I can't like list it on a website because if someone buys it and I can't ship it from my parents' house, like.
So do you like, so you buy all the shirts yourself and then like you have the inventory, then you sell it?
Yeah. Well, it was a bit of both. I had like to do like a pre-order type business where like, you know, I got a decent amount of orders and then kind of added on to it just kind of based on expected demand. But so a little bit of back and forth between like pre-orders and just kind of like expected demand based off of kind of like teasing things out.
Because there's like those e-commerce, like Printful sites,
right,
which I've used, and they're dog shit, dude. Yeah. They're just so, because the problem is you don't know the exact quality of the shit you're getting.
Right.
I have these, like, and I'll give you some, I have these MCM stickers, and I like just purchased one on the website 1 month just to check it out, see how it is. They sent it to me like in a different color blue.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
And I literally messaged them. I'm like, dude, people have been fucking buying these. Like, you got, and they're like, yeah, our printers haven't been working. Well,
I would have
taken them off my site. I was so mad. I'm like, yo, fuck this. You know, the good thing about those companies are, dude, you don't have to put any money down.
Right.
So how it works is when someone buys it, they purchase it and you're like, you're charged then just for the product. But, you know, when you buy your shirts in the beginning, as long as you have the capital, you can make sure they look good, feel good. The design looks fine.
Yeah. For me, it's like, and again, this gets back to like, what is Bob's Pizza Tour as a brand? Like, I want things to feel a bit more premium. So like having the control of like seeing what things look like ahead of time and like making sure it's like up to my standard is more important to me than like, hey, like, can I make, you know, something super easy, like maybe make more money because like it's just an easier process. Like, to me, the importance of the quality is just like, I want good pizza, like the pizza we have here, you know, I got to see things, put my hands on it before I, ship it out to somebody.
No, dude, as far as the merch, I try to stay as far away from it. Maybe at some point we do some, like I said, I'm going to send you an MCM shirt, which is, dude, if you're wearing that shirt, you got to be, you know, going to these Monmouth County places more. You say you don't come here.
Repping the brands.
So you don't come down to like the Jersey Shore much?
Yeah, I grew up going to the Poconos. That's where my family always went.
So like Lake House there? Or?
Yeah, right off like Delaware River. A timeshare that's been in the family for many years. But as a kid, we used to do Point Pleasant.
Beautiful. Fucking love Jenkinson's. So many memories as a kid.
You could have caught me at the arcade just spending all the money for like some dumb little
and
like,
now,
toy.
I'm a degenerate gambler at Harrah's Casino.
They call me Bobby Borgata. Catch me at the Borgata.
Okay. We're more Harrah's guys. Okay. I think Borgata, you got too much money for what we're looking for. I'm looking for like those $5, $10, maybe $15 blackjack tables.
That's fair.
When you like, that's why you go on a Saturday night, you're gonna see those $20 tables.
That's, you know, I gotta sell some more hats before I'm putting 20 beans down for that.
Well, we usually, I don't know why, we always, like, we started going to Harrah's, and it's, like, not even on the beach, so you're not by the boardwalk, it's by the marina there, and I don't know, it's just the pull after dark's pretty fun, so you go do that. I saw, like, Fetty Wap when I was there last time. I didn't know that guy was still alive, but listen, North Jersey guy, Jersey Patterson. Guy.
Absolutely.
Patterson guy. Fucking loved him.
Yeah, well, like I was mentioning, you know, I helped creators monetize working at Twitter. One of my clients is MGM, so... Got to go down to Borgata a few times. The good thing about the Borgata is like everything's there.
It is.
You know, I think it's a more expensive place, but like,
well, that's where but that's right next to Harrah's. It has the water club.
I go to the Borgata. I don't leave the Borgata. Everything's there. There's no reason
to
leave.
He's too ritzy for the Harrah's. Forget Golden Nugget. Get the fuck out of here. No, it is not. It's like the nicest one there, pretty much.
It's a good place. Working with MGM, I got to go to a lot of their casinos out in Vegas too.
I'm actually going there in August.
Well, what's the game plan?
So I'm going to Hawaii for a couple weeks, and then my dad has like a trade show. He's in wholesale out there. So it kind of just lined up, and he's going to be out there then. So I was like, dude, instead of just going from Hawaii back home, I'm just going to go straight to Vegas. So just kind of chill with him for like 3 or 4 days. He's going to be pretty much working, so I'm just going to be like having fun.
Well, there's some good pizza out there, at least pizza I've seen on
tell
Instagram.
Tell me where to go.
Well, you know, I can't throw any names out there because I personally haven't tried.
Oh, okay.
I know
I respect that.
Good Pie LV looks to be pretty good. I don't think it's like on the Strip. I think it's like Old Town.
Yeah, Old Vegas. Las Vegas. Yep.
But, you know, I can definitely throw out some recommendations, restaurants and things like, you know, there's a lot of, you know, really cool restaurants that have an outpost there.
How would you feel if I just went there and the only pizza review I did, I just would go to different 7-Elevens there?
I mean, it's probably, you know, worth the trip out there.
Hey, guys, listen, I've tried other 7-Eleven pizzas. I want to make sure this is up to par because the one in Belmar, New Jersey, pristine.
Cheesy, great cheese sauce ratio, you phenomenal know, crust.
A little cold because I got it like an
I
hour
like cold
ago.
Pizza.
You do?
I think another like sometimes controversial
really?
Take. Like, we were talking about it last night. I was having some Pizza Friday. Was it yesterday? Or Friday?
Yeah, Friday.
We went to Pizza Friday with my friend's family and their family friends, and someone said to me that they don't like cold pizza if it's too saucy. And I was trying to think about the last time I had cold pizza, and I don't know. I think I like all cold pizza, but
like, but when you go to a place, you're gonna like they heat up the slices for you,
right? I mean, if I'm going to like get a slice or like get a fresh pie, obviously I love a good fresh slicer, fresh pie. But like if I have some leftover pizza, maybe like a couple of slices the next day for lunch, maybe one cold, maybe one hot. Now, I recently started, if I have like a lot of leftover pizza, freezing the pizza maintains like a little bit better of a crust if you, you know, then heat it up in the oven. But still refining my process.
Dude, I'm completely fine throwing that shit in the microwave. My mom is like, it's gross. What are you? I'm like, it's just as good.
So the trick I learned recently is the frying pan reheat. It's a little bit of a science to it. You put the slice on the frying pan.
On the stove.
You put a couple of drops of water on there and then, you know, cover it. So the water helps like rehydrate the top while the bottom is getting nice and crispy from the frying pan. Try it out next time you're reheating a slice. That's a veteran of the pizza game. Like,
you're acting
knowledge.
Like I know how to use an oven.
Stovetop. Yeah. I don't even know if this house has one. But
we don't.
Yeah.
We don't have a kitchen, dude.
But you have a microwave.
You asked me where the bathroom was. You just went outside.
Yeah. I mean, premium stay here.
We got a pee
Belmar.
Bucket.
Damn. Respect the game.
Hey, listen, the studio's nice. That's all I care about.
It's beautiful. We got the Saturdays are for the boy. No, Saturdays are for the. I don't know if I'm supposed to say the bottom, but.
I can't even. No, it's for 13th Ave. Yeah, we don't give out our general address. Yeah. And basically, because I just put all this stuff up, some of my favorite posts I've ever made. David Dobrik's puzzle right there. Screw
Big
him.
David Dobrik fans here?
I'm not really. Okay. After one, I spent 30 hours stuff. Making. Remember his puzzle that he did? I spent 30 hours making that, and I.
This is a puzzle?
That's a piece of it.
Okay. Oh, here. That. I was like,
I spent 30 hours doing it, dude. Made 25 cents. The puzzle costs $30.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, fuck that. But some of my stuff, unfortunately, you're not going to like that. If
we've almost gotten into some fights on Instagram.
That is
true. I'm a Bergen County guy. Westwood, what's up?
Do you have a favorite one out of all these really quick? I mean, there's a lot of pork roll shit.
I do.
Knock this place over. Our million-dollar studio.
I know. It's premium here. I will say we've, like, traded some Instagram comments on this.
He has.
Yeah. I'm not a big... I don't think Central Jersey exists, so I'm going to throw that out there. I might get kicked out of here.
Yeah, no, we just got to end it. Cut the camera. What the fuck?
Might start an internet war here.
You know why, dude? Where are we right now? Are we in Narnia?
This is down the shore. Like, it's just down the shore.
So, you're like, this is just a direction?
This is South Jersey. Is this Central Jersey?
It is. Okay. 110%.
It's like north and then south.
That's why I got to start vetting my podcast guests. I'm like, before I have you on, like, I really want you on. I love your content. Is Central Jersey real in your own eyes? And when you say no,
I mean, Taylor Hammer pork roll.
It's obviously pork roll, man.
See, I call it both. That's, I don't know. I grew up just calling it both. Like, sometimes it's Taylor Ham, sometimes it's pork roll.
But as you see up there, that top one, Taylor is the company name. Right. Pork roll is the meat. I think the Crayola thing. Right. It's like you wouldn't ask for a box of Crayola. You're going to ask for a box of crayons.
So, okay. I will say I spent a month up in New Hampshire this year as, you know, part of my...
Just don't go to Vermont.
No, stayed out of Vermont. But the supermarket up there had pork roll. And so I obviously bought some. And checking out, and the lady goes, "You're from New Jersey." And I was like,
you know it. Because I guess no one else. I mean, we love those. Like, do you like pork roll, egg, and cheeses?
Love it. I mean, that's my preferred. I mean, I'm either Taylor Ham or sausage, but.
I also throw a hash brown on there, man. Pretty bang time.
So growing up, my neighbor like owns the bagel shop in town, Goldberg's Bagels. Okay. If you're in North Jersey, and yeah, they do the Sobo, which is sausage, egg, and cheese with a hash brown on it. I mean, that's your breakfast and lunch. Make maybe me dinner hungry. Too.
I broke my fucking fast for this godly 7-Eleven pizza. I'm so happy.
So here's an interesting take, maybe. I think that there needs like a pizza all day type of place, but I'm not talking like dollar slice that's just like open all day, but like
premium
pizza. No, like pizza themed foods, like for all day. Like, ooh. Could you make like something that's like pizza ish that's like breakfast?
Yeah.
And like
pizza bagels.
Yeah, I mean, could be pizza bagels. Someone like tagged me in something, I think it was like pizza muffins. Like,
wow,
I might be giving away my ideas for free here.
Yeah, I was gonna say we want to keep this little bit you know, for your own, and when you do, I'll repost them.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could be a future Bob's Pizza business. It might be out there. Maybe it'll be in Belmar.
Dude, listen, like, Eat Clean, bro, started that shit. Rob Pliables started Pliables.
Shout out Pliables, big fan.
Big fan of Pliables, Rob. I think, honestly, dude, I think he just got married. So, one, congratulations on getting married. Rob, you know what? You would respect this 7-Eleven pie just as much as I would, because I made him eat it one day.
Oh, look at that char. Show him that char.
Yeah, look at this.
That's
char,
how you know 7-Eleven's doing it right.
Look at this. The guy made it. It took him like 5 minutes, but he's a wizard at it.
Respected
so.
Pizzaiolo.
You don't need a lot of time into a craft if you're an expert. You just don't. If you know just things close. Like the back of your head, it's just in and out, in and out. Of course, I was the only one ordering it because the rest of people in Belmar don't have good taste in food. So
I heard Saturday morning is when the best pies come out of the 7-Eleven.
There was a line out of the other one. That's why I went to this one. I heard that.
So I'll throw out some additional pizza knowledge. One thing I learned along the way is like, if you go to like a good pizzeria that really puts their time into like the dough process, like your 48, 72 hour like dough, like preparation process, generally the best time to get pizza from like a good place is on a Monday. And the reason is they prepare all the pizza for the weekend, and on Mondays you're going to get some of like the leftover dough that's been like fermenting in the process.
Yeah.
So like if you're going to a really good pizzeria that like
go on Mondays,
uses good dough, go on a Monday.
Unless you're 7-Eleven, it's every day.
Yeah, right? yeah. I mean, a lot of restaurants are closed on Mondays, but are open on Mondays, like that's when you're going to get like the best dough. Little fun fact.
Well, dude, listen, I don't want to keep you much longer.
I got, more 7-Elevens to hit down here.
Well, no, that's, guys, if you don't think that we are literally, we're just going to close this up, whatever, and hit up 7-Eleven right after this, you are fucking crazy. Because you guys should try it, too. Like, here's the deal. You guys want to, a lot of people have talked shit to me on the page, called me a fucking fraud. I'm Italian to an extent, not a huge amount of Italian. Don't fact check me on this. I am Italian somewhat. Okay,
I've been to Sicily, so that's something.
I have not. So,
yeah, well, and you're eating. I do the pizza tours. You do the memes.
I do the memes.
Some dank pizza memes once in a while.
And I do, honestly, dude. I actually want to do a pizza tour. So, like, sometime maybe in August, we should set something up.
We'll get it on the calendar.
My old co-host, like I said, he moved to New York to work for JP Morgan. So. That'll actually give me a reason to see him because he's an annoying piece of shit. So if I hate him halfway through the day, at least I'm eating pizza with you guys.
You can't. No one's ever been unhappy on a pizza tour.
Yeah, no, that's probably impossible.
No one's unhappy on the beach. If you are, we have some issues.
The best day of fishing is better than, or the worst day of fishing is better than the best day at work.
Even bad pizza is still pizza.
Sell pizza. Bob, where can they find you on Instagram and all your socials?
Go to any social platform. Go to at Bob's Pizza Tour. You're going to find this guy. You're going to find some dope slices, some dope pies.
Just don't. Here's the deal. You can follow him, but just if there's a way on Instagram to mute him until 12 o'clock so that it doesn't come up. I don't care if it hurts your algorithm, dude. You're affecting my life.
Yeah, don't log on to Instagram until noon because you will get hit in the face with a slice of pizza. Yeah,
at 11, just right there.
I will say, when I first started the page, my girlfriend was like, she's like, Rob. Bob is my pizza name. I'll say that. So she'd say, Rob, like, you can't be posting pizza every day. Like people are going to get tired of it. I'm like, people who are following this page, like, they're going to love pizza. If you don't, I'm like, I won't be offended if you don't want to follow my page. I tell people this. They, like, find out I do the pizza tour. They're like, oh, like, I'll follow you. I'm like, all right, like, just know, like, I literally post a picture of pizza every single day. If that's too much for you, it's okay. Like, don't follow the page. It's okay.
Or, guys, here's the deal. Give him the follow and just mute, okay? Mute it.
Hurts my engagement numbers.
Here's the engagement, but he'll take the follow, okay? He'll take the follow.
I mean, engagement over followers, but you know what?
That's true, because he has great engagement, and as someone who has, like, who's worked my fucking ass off for some really good engagement, I respect the engagement on your part, not any of you other fucking influencers that purchase your goddamn shit.
Don't do that. Don't do that. It's not good for you. It's not good for anybody.
No, it's not. Here's the only thing that, like, I do see some people do, and they have asked me, because at 10K, you get the story swipe up.
Huge.
So that's, like, really big. So I know some people who are literally just paid to get that.
Yeah.
And then literally, so here's the deal. Don't get 90K, because you're still only get 100 likes per pic. But if you get 10K and get 100 likes per pic, I know what you're doing just for the, you know, the story swipe up. So, you know,
put in that work, earn those 10,000 followers, and then you'll earn my respect.
Literally. So, guys, thank you for watching the 33rd episode of the MCM podcast.
Before we end things, can we show them?
Sure. Let's see.
Show them the
Bob,
back of the shirt.
This is Bob. Look, guys, get ready for this.
This is hand drawn with this finger right here. As you'll notice, you got Bob and the pepperonis there, just a little hidden treat.
That's sick.
But more merch coming soon.
Nice. It's like soft as shit too.
Only the best. Only the best. Follow Sally Slices on TikTok. Only the best.
Guys, please. I mean, not gonna lie, there's a lot of, like, Staten Island people in this town, and I love doing impressions, dude. Before we end, I'm sorry. Like, Justin, how are we on time right now? 50? It's a very good number. This girl, we were over these people's house, and this, I just love doing the Staten Island accent. Like, her boyfriend's like, dude, check out my new Rolex. It's kind of tough. I was like, dude, that's a nice watch. She's like, can you believe Anthony just got a fucking Rolex? Like, I've been waiting for him to put a fucking ring on my finger. You better fucking return that right now. And it was like the fun, and I'm like a parrot, so I love hearing that shit. To, like, now when I'm with my boys later, I'm just like, that's how it went. But great accent right there.
Hey, you know what? I'm a Jersey guy. I may not be Italian, but
Bobby content.
You know, I got my boy Joey bag of donuts. You know, it's just
exactly.
Like, it's fun. I got my boy Theo. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? He's a Monmouth County guy. Shout out Theo.
Theo,
follow his Substack.
Ooh,
what Theo watches. He's a big TV and movie guy.
Love it. Okay,
Theo is jonesing.
Guys, check it out. I'll put that like right on the screen right here. So, guys, thank you once again for watching the 33rd episode of the MCM podcast. Bob, thank you for coming on, making the drive down here.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for the phenomenal pizza.
There's no other way I wanted this shit to go down. So, guys, if you like this episode, be sure to send it to all your friends, leave it a like, and comment below your favorite pizza place in Monmouth County. If you don't write 7-Eleven, I'm deleting your comment. So don't even fucking try me. Seriously.
I'm speechless.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching. See you later. And we'll go from there, dude. Just continue talking. Kim, have a wonderful time at work.
Great to
meet
you.
Kim, we are rolling, so is there anything you want to say?
What's your favorite slice of pizza in the Jersey Shore?
Plain. And then I take...
No, no.
Not like a place.
a place, good plain Kim. Slice, but... He tries, he's famous for trying pizza.
Which one? Federico's.
Federico's might have got to hit it before I...
Thank you, Kim. Okay, yep, we are good to go. Justin, can I get a 3, 2, 1? What are you, swiping right and left? Mostly right. He's just power swiping
walking
right
the
now.
Dog. He's walking the dog. Super like respect.
The unlimited super likes. Come on, right, Justin. 3, 2, 1.